stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. Since God never changes, and Jesus never changes, the Holy Spirit never changes, the Word of God never changes, His plans and purposes never change, and since we are still the church, then we, the people who make up the church, are in need of revival because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. The purpose of the Rock Power program is to stir up the church towards repentance and revival. Our message this week is one that I preached, taught our church just before the Iowa caucuses. And in it, I'm trying to bring balance, biblical correction, biblical truth to bear on the process of elections, governments, politics, partisanship. And I think if you listen to it, you'll find the voice, so to speak, of one crying in the wilderness, because I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, and I don't believe many of you have heard what the Bible says in this area. So all this week, we'll be talking about what the Bible says about voting. So I did title today's message, You Should Vote, But You Shouldn't Leave the More Important Things Undone. We've been discussing what I consider to be the overemphasis on political activity in the church and the underemphasis on biblical activity in the church. And the fact that being overly political, we get out of love with people. And we must remember that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and then His Son gave us to the world. We are the light of the world, and we are not the political light of the world. We're the spiritual light of the world. And if we don't seek first the kingdom of God and keep the kingdom of God first, then we don't become anything more than a dead political party. And so today I want to talk a little bit about the voter guide, the Christian voter guide that was given to all the churches, and discuss the fact that those 10 issues on there really aren't Christian issues. These issues have nothing to do with the church, for the most part. So let's look at these issues. You know, these issues have to do with Americans. They have to do with Republicans. But they're not Christian issues. They're not purely Christian issues. And if we don't ask Christian questions, then who's going to? These 10 issues on here are school choice, education. Issue number 2, allowing individuals to choose Social Security system or invest a percentage of their contribution in the retirement plan. I don't think that's a great number 2 Christian issue, personally. I wouldn't put that. This is supposed to be a Christian thing. How about, do you believe in God? Why don't we ask some of these candidates that? Well, they don't answer these anyway. Not one single Democrat answered one of them, and some of the Republicans didn't. So what's the purpose of it? Darn little. Why not ask them, do you believe in God? This is supposed to be a Christian thing. Can't we say, do you believe in God? That's a pretty good issue to me. Is Jesus Christ Lord? Do you believe Jesus Christ died for your sins? That's a pretty good question to ask. Where's that? Well, that's not as important as Social Security. The Kyoto Treaty. I mean, these aren't the issues I would have chosen to be 10 important issues. Some of them are important. But some of them aren't. You know, the biggest problem in America is idolatry. It's always been the biggest problem in the world, idolatry. Bible says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering. You know, which one of these guys is humble? I don't know. I don't know if any of them are. But humility is a major thing God wants. Moses was the meekest man on the earth. And even Moses eventually became proud. Did you know that? Because he put a sack over his head so that people couldn't tell that the glory of God was no longer there. See, when he was in the presence of God, his face shone from the glory of God, and he put a sack over his head so people couldn't see his face to know it wasn't there anymore. Well, I'd call that pride. Certainly wasn't humbleness. My point being,
It's very hard for these people to stay humble. And if you start out with one that isn't, then you got trouble. We need to be humble. The Bible talks about over and over and over and over and over and over again to observe mercy and justice. Mercy, justice. Those are God issues. You know, we sometimes criticize what we call the mainline churches for those social issues. But they're Bible issues. The Bible says, keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes which I command you this day to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Justice, mercy. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Isaiah 58:6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and thou bring the poor that are cast out into thy house? When thou seest the naked, you cover him, and they hide not yourself from thy own flesh. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. These are important issues. These are God issues. Man, love, mercy, justice. Zephaniah says, seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth who have upheld His justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. We need to find out who's got a merciful heart, who's got justice in their heart. It is not your responsibility to decide who to vote for and then vote. It's your responsibility to find out who God wants you to vote for. Be led by your Spirit. No man can serve two masters. You've just got one master, and you're voting for him. You're not voting for you. You're not voting for the culture. You're voting for Him. Amen? Vote, but don't omit the weightier matters. Don't let politics cause you to cause somebody else to stumble. Amen? You know, we need to pray for these people because God would have all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And even if they are not saved and do not get saved, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. At least 8, 9 of these people are currently in public office. At least 9 of them. Currently hold an office that they're accountable to God in, and we're accountable to God to pray about how they're doing. Amen? Because even if they're not saved, the Bible says that God can turn them because they're accountable to God. They are God's minister to you for good. If they're not doing good, let's sign a petition. That's good.
That's fine to sign petitions, make people aware. But let's pray. Let's pray and find out if God wants us to sign a petition. Let's pray. Let's pray. They are accountable to God. They're not accountable to their party. They're accountable to God. And the only reason they're accountable to you is because you're in Christ.
Let's pick it. That's good. Let's pray though. Let's don't omit the weightier matters. It's awful easy to get so wrapped up in the affairs of this world that you forget to pray, that you forget God's heart. You forget what's really important. I'm going to tell you what's really important. Their spirits, where they spend eternity, is important.
You can believe it or not, but Jesus is a whole lot more interested in where they spend eternity than whether they become present or not. Eternal life is more important. Jesus did not shed His blood so that someone could be elected president or that we could vote for the right person. He shed His blood so that they could have life. He came to give life, and He came to give it more abundantly. God's not willing that any should perish. And politics make political enemies, and we tend to not pray for our political enemies. But we cannot have any enemies because God doesn't have any enemies. God loves the world.
And here are people who we can pray for their salvation and pray for their guidance, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. You know, God is just a whole lot bigger than we are allowing Him to be.
You know, the Psalm 78, the Bible says they turned back and limited the Holy One of Israel. Don't limit God with your unbelief. Don't limit God with your sin. Don't limit God with your prayer life. Give yourself wholly to God. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. We are the body of Christ on the earth. And if we don't yield to Him, then no one's going to yield to Him. We have to yield ourselves to God. We have to present our bodies to God a living sacrifice. You know, it says when Jesus came to His own hometown, there He could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. Get in the Bible. You know, all this stuff about we have to do this and we have to vote for that is unbelief. The church is so full of unbelief when it comes to what God can do in our government that it's pathetic.
Especially this time of year. Daniel was inside Babylon when Cyrus came in. And there were other Jews there. I'm sure that if Daniel had called Cyrus God's anointed, there'd been trouble in the ranks. Come on, you know there would be. Daniel, you've lost your mind. He's not God's shepherd. He's not God's anointed. Are you crazy? I'm not going to have anything to do with you anymore, Daniel. See, that defies logic. But God is bigger than our logic. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because thou trustest in him. If you're not in peace, then your mind's on the wrong thing. Your mind is stayed on the wrong thing. Be not wise in your own eyes. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. I'm giving you the Bible. I'm trying to bring some balance. Vote, but don't leave the more important things undone. Don't vote from your head. Amen. Let's vote. The caucuses are Thursday. It's important. But you got till now to Thursday to find out who to vote for. Amen. And if you don't know, go. When you get there, you'll know. Step out. God told Paul, arise and go into the city, and it'll be told you what to do. Well, God didn't know yet, huh? God hadn't figured it out yet, what He wanted Paul to do. No, He wanted Paul to step out in faith. Just step out in faith and go, but don't go leaning to your own understanding. Go having heard from God or expecting to hear from God. Amen? Thursday night is the caucuses. Amen? Vote God's way. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy. Father, we thank You that our sacred duty is to be led by the Spirit of God. So, Father, I ask You to reveal to each one of us what You would have us to do. And we believe that we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.